Boker Tov, I know there's a lot to talk about. Yorei Deyaz, Baruch Hashem, 403 simanim long. And we spoke about yesterday a general overview of Ma'achali Akum, but to my zechut, to my misfortune, I was distracted by an Evan Ezra Shaila yesterday, so I didn't really prepare any Yorei Deyaz. So we're going to have to leave Yorei Deyaz for next week, Be'ezrat Hashem, and just do something fun for today. The Pele Yoetz is a Baruch Hashem, an amazing Musar Sefer written by Rabbi Eliezer Papo. Eliezer Papo wrote an amazing Musar Sefer called Pele Yoetz. He goes through encyclopedically, according to the alphabet, different midot, different things, and he gives you some Musar about them. He also wrote a Halacha Sefer, a couple of Halachot Svarim. One is Shut Pele Yoetz, and the other one is called Chesed La'alafim, where he summarizes for you basically all of Yorei Deyaz into one thick, thick volume, and then half of Orach Chaim into another thick volume. He tells you in very Kitzur Halachot what Shulchan Aruch says, what the Rama says. It's a good Chazara Sefer. And then it's really just an excuse for him to give you Musar in the middle of the Halachot about whatever he's talking about. But that's more seldom, but it's an enjoyable treat when you find one. Now the Pele Yoetz says, a quick Halacha about giving a Devar Torah. I get up here every single week, I have to find something meaningful to say. I always wonder, how much energy, how much time should I be putting into finding my own things to say, or should I just tell you what it says in another sefer? After all, if I want to cut down and learn more, I can just pick up any sefer off the shelf, package deal, I can just give you what it says right there. The Pele Yoetz has a very interesting thought about this. I wanted to share with you, maybe we could discuss this further, because he has a lot of different points, a lot of nuances, and I wonder how exactly we would apply this nowadays. I'll read to you as follows. He talks about Dirushim, about giving Divrei Torah to the teaching Chukei HaElohim etorotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. He says there's seven reasons, he says, why it's advantageous, why it's appropriate and recommended for one to teach from a sefer. Seven reasons, and they are as follows. Number one, when you're reading out of a sefer, Doresh mitoch haSefer, a person does not have the gaiva of this is my Torah. I'm telling you this is my Torah. I'm reading from you to a sefer, even from a sefer. I have the Pele Yoetz open on my laptop, right? But if it's my Torah, like, oh, yeah, this is my, I was able to prepare this awesome drasha, this awesome shir, it's all me. I'm teaching you what it says in a sefer. It's much more, you know, it's a little bit calmer. It's not me. I'm teaching you what the Kadmonim have said. I don't become a Baal Ga'ava and a Toeva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from it. Number two is Ayin Hara. People say, oh, look at this guy. He's able to give him an Ayin Hara because look at what he's doing. When he's just reading to you from his sefer, you don't give him that Ayin Hara as much. Those are two simple ones, he says, that Ayin Hara won't be Sholet. But now it's a little bit more Musar. He says, when a rabbi gets up there and he wants to give it to people, you know, what does he often say? I'm just talking to myself, right? Another excuse he can give is, I'm just saying what it says in the sefer. I'm just telling you what it says here. I remember Rabbi Cohen and Greinach a couple times, he gave it to the people. But he's like, this isn't like some crazy thing. I'm telling you what it says in Shulchan Aruch. And he went, he grabbed the Shulchan Aruch off the shelf, and he just read to them what it says. That gives credence to what you're saying, gives gravity to what you're saying. It's not just you saying it, and it's not you attacking anybody. It's just you sharing what others have said already. That's another reason why you should teach out of a sefer when you are teaching, when you are preparing something to say. You shouldn't be taking your own things necessarily. Find someone else who talks about this. Harav Schechter, I have the zechut of watching Harav Schechter as he slowly calls together ideas from Rav Soloveitchik to make more svarim about Rav Soloveitchik. And there are some things that he says, the Rav Soloveitchik's positions about certain things that may have been negative positions about certain things. I've heard Rav Schechter say them, that he didn't write them down. Until he found some random person who has no shaychus at all, who writes an article in a newspaper, a random article in a newspaper, that says that Rav Soloveitchik said the exact same thing that Rav Schechter said, and then he will take that person's article and put it in his sefer. Because he doesn't want to be the one to tell the world that Rav Soloveitchik had a negative position about this thing. He'd rather blame someone else for telling us the world about it. And then he'll bring that in also. So it's not me telling you, it's someone else telling you. It's a lot easier for me to get away with telling you that than to be the one to tell it to you myself for myself. The next idea, number four, the Pele Yoetz says, the reason why you should learn from a sefer, not just present your own stuff, is very simple. You've been here for maybe a few years, you're one person, and there are thousands of years of Chachamim who have been here before us. And they've thought about the same questions as us, and they've developed even more advanced ideas than us on the same topic. So before you sit there and produce, you know, like a 4 out of 10 of a chidush, you might find someone else who's already mechadesh this chidush and said it as a 9 out of 10. So what are you trying to accomplish? There's someone else who said it already. How much are you really going to innovate in terms of Torah when you are trying to teach? And more importantly, this is Rav Willig loves the following line, number 5. Rav Willig says that mitzvah lishmoa divrei chachamim and divarim hayotzim min halev nechlasim l'toch halev, the things that come from the heart enter the heart. So I can try to become a super, super big tzaddik and to share what comes out of my heart. But there are many other tzaddikim out there who already did that. Let me tell you what they say. And in Harav Willig Shiur and Harav Mor Eliel Ben Chaim Shiur, and what do we do all day long? Tavili Sefer, Tiftach, Tiftach, open the Sefer, let's read it. Let's read what the Rishonim say. I can tell you what they say by heart. But let's read it together, because their words, they prepared it, they said it so nicely already. Why should I present my own presentation, my own articulation, when their articulation is so much better than mine? And on the same time, like Nady likes to say, it saves me time. If I, instead of going through all the Svarim from beginning to end, let me just find the one Sefer that summarizes it all, and I just save time. You know, I'm Ayom Katsar. Finally, number seven is, we know that the person says something, b'shem omro, siftotav dovevot bakever. The person, the niftar, the author's lips are moving in his grave, because I'm saying over his Torah, it's so good for his neshama. Those 7 reasons altogether: gaava, ein hara, musar, in a less direct way, no chidushim anymore, more accepted by people, time is that it saves me, and I do the author a favor by helping out his neshama. So Rav Peldioid says, so everything I told you is very nice, but for some reason he says, nobody wants to go to a shir, he says. Mana aseh, ki bedorot halalu, I'm reading out of a sefer, chavivin divrei chachamim hadorshim ba'alpeh. The chachamim who teach ba'alpeh without any sefer, they're the ones that everyone wants to go to. And when I tell you there's the posters up there, flyers and signs saying, Rabbi is coming to give a shir of his own shir, his own topic. Everyone's like, oh, I'm going to go to that. This rabbi is coming, that rabbi is coming. And then if a rabbi puts up a sign and says, we're learning Pele Yoetz. Okay, Rabbi, I can open this and say, Pele Yoetz also rabbi. What do I have to come to your shir for? Rabbi Mansur says that it's like you go to the Suda Shlishit and the rabbi reads out a Pele Yoetz at Suda Shlishit. The people in the crowd are like, we got jipped. What a waste. I could have done this myself. What do I need him for? People don't understand. People don't understand that to go to a derashan, to hear the Rav, has all these benefits and not just reading on your own. But yet people run to go hear the guest speaker who has some random nice thing to say of his own instead of hearing what the Greek Adolim. If the Peleoids were to come himself and give you a shir, you would have dropped everything else and go to this shir. So why is that when you read his sefer, whatever, doesn't matter. Right? It's the Torah, it's on the shelf, so open it, let's open it together, that's what we're going to accomplish together. And he says, and for sure somebody who says that, you know, that what value is there, I'm going to just give over my own derashot. Sometimes people give their own derashot. Rav Tani Cohen, who's a Rebbe in MTA, is Rav Schechter's son-in-law, told me this one time, two years ago, he told me that some people will take what the Chatam Sofer and Aruch HaShulchan says and say it's their own Torah. Rav Schechter will take his own Torah and say, that's what the Avni Nezer is saying. It's a tremendous amount of anava. Ha'omer davar b'shem omro, mevi ge'ula le'olam, Mishnah says in Avot and Gemara Mikila, that a person says something in the name of that one who said it, you bring ge'ula to this world. If you don't, if you lie and say that it's yours when it's really somebody else's, oy vavoy, not so good. Not going to be such a wonderful thing. So I wonder. That was the kunz of the basics, the overview of what the Pele Yoetz is saying. I wonder. Sometimes you go to a shul after Shacharit, you know, between while people are taking off their tefillin, or between Mincha and Arvit, and a rabbi gets up there and he takes off the Yalkut Yosef or the Ben Yishchai, and he starts saying, "Vidulcha shel barzel ushar matecho, tzuricha tivila vibracha." And I'm gonna keep going. "Vechein hu adin ayada, da 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 da." And then like, and he's saying that this and the other thing, and he might translate half of the words. Is that really what the Pele Yoetz is saying? I should read out of the Sefer, half translate, half explain. Assume you know what I'm talking about. Just look down the entire time. Da, da, da. I don't know. I wonder sometimes if that's really what the Pele Yoetz is saying. So I asked a few Rabbanim. I asked a few of my connections, different Rabbanim who have been role models to me over the years. I still don't have all the answers from all of them, but some of them made the following points to me. Now, number one, even if you read the Pele Yoetz literally, If you read, I would say B'Shem Amro, but you guys don't know all of them. So at the very least, Rabbi Schubert, who was the principal of Hank for many years, he told me that 200 years ago, the Peleoids would be 100% right. But even if you read between the lines, the Peleoids is also saying is that you have to know your audience. A speaker has to know his generation and whom he's speaking to and what they want, if you want them to come and listen to what you're saying. The Peleoids himself at the end does say that a person who's going to give a shiur should not just create his own derasha. He should pick those svarim and to bring them and to incorporate them into what he is saying in order to teach and be the Omer Davar B'Shem Omro. That idea of the Peleoid says at the very end itself is saying that whether this is the right thing or not, of only speaking Baal Peh without a sefer in front of you, you have to understand your audience and to be able to use the Kadmonim, use those who came before us in order to bring people to Hashem, whether it be reading out of a sefer or not. Whatever the right way of teaching is. Rabbi Glasser is the dean of the CJF and a rabbi in Passaic, and I can tell you, he is the most effective rabbi in Passaic, if not much of Bergen County, New Jersey. You guys have no idea what Bergen County is, New Jersey is. I bless you, if you marry an Ashkenaziah from New Jersey, you'll understand. But whatever it is, best of you should be zocheh to marry the right person from whatever edah it happens to be. But Rabbi Cohen in Greyneck once gave me a beracha at breakfast one day in Greyneck. Rabbi Cohen told me I should be zocheh to marry the best of Beis Yaakov. I'm like, are you kidding? So then I ended up, my wife was valedictorian of her Beis Yaakov in Muncie, but it wasn't like one of those like super, super dutty Beis Yaakov. It was like one of the more modern ones. So okay, Baruch Hashem, I married the best of Beis Yaakov. So I give you Baruch, whoever it is, you should understand. But Rabbi Glasser, I swear to Zechut it is for me to be able to go to his shul when I go to my in-laws for Shabbat in Passaic. He's such an effective pulpit rabbi. Just watch how he speaks, watch how he connects to people. His shul has the most amazing programming that's totally fun for the whole family, and it's such a meaningful way. There's the Yom Kippur Jew, the two times a year Jew, the person who comes for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and that's it. In his shul, it's the person who comes for Tisha B'Av and Simchat Torah, because there's such meaningful days. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, who cares? It's just davening the whole time. His shul, to have the experience of his shul, so he says like this, Rabbi Glasser. He says, there's a difference between reading a text and teaching a text. If I'm going to bring you into the Sefer and to expose you to the nuances and the way the Mechaver is writing what he's saying and what he means to say, and I share that with you, the ins and the outs and the step by step, it's very different from just Katuv Svarim da 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 da. So much that could also be what the Peleoit is saying. It's not a contradiction to read out of the Sefer, but to bring people in a way that's not just literally sticking my head in the Sefer and reading to you, but to explain to you, to show you, without you having the Sefer in front of you, or even with the sources in front of you. But to bring you into the Sefer and to teach it to you in a dynamic way would also be very effective. Another Rebbe, Rabbi Chester, was a Rav in Muncie also. He says that there's also no Sira. You can first explain and then read it inside. That way they're not left waiting to understand what you're going to say until after you finish reading and translating. No one says you first have to read the Hebrew and then read the English. You don't even have to translate the English. You just have to say, the Rambam says X. In fact, this is his language. But that's a little bit strange, asks the Ramban, because, whatever, it's against the Pasuk. And oh, this is the Lashon of the Ramban. Read a line here, a line there. That's also called Dorish Mitocha Sefer. And another rabbi told me that in the Young Israel that he gives a shir, though, Shabbat mornings, if he can't read more than four lines without losing people's attention. When you're speaking to someone face-to-face, I can make eye contact, whatever. You're reading four lines, you don't get so much attention. So you have to really understand your crowd. You have to understand the level of the crowd, how much Hebrew they know in the first place. You have to understand, is this a shir? We're learning this text together. It's a Gemara shir. You can't give a Gemara shir without actually opening the Gemara in the most simplest sense. Nachon? Giving a derasha, I don't have to have a Gemara in front of everybody. The purpose is not to tell them, okay, this is what it says in the Gemara. Everybody look in Rashi. Nobody's looking in Rashi in the middle of your shir. Nobody's looking in Tosafot in the middle of your derasha. You have to understand the context, the people, the audience, all these different things. High school kids have a lot of ADD, Rabbi Jachter told me. So this doesn't always work with them. Rabbi Jachter is a rabbi in TABC and a rabbi in Teaneck. He's one of the most, I don't want to say successful Dayanim, but one of the most often used Dayanim for Gitin in this area, 3,500 Gitin to his name. So Rabbi Jachter has a lot of experience in all parts of the Jewish family, all parts of Jewish life. And he says the kids have a lot of have very short attention spans. They can't really pay attention. So all in all, we have seven very good reasons, if not more, to be Doresh Mitoch HaSefer. Giving a shiur, preparing something, I want to share Dvar Torah, I'm going to get up there, by the way, as a yeshiva university student, as a yeshiva bacher, and I'm going to give a shiur somewhere during Menazmanim when I go home for Shabbat, whatever it is. It's good to keep this in mind. How do I prepare a shiur? Am I just reading and translating, or am I actually explaining? And how do I approach it? And who's my audience, etc.? And with all that in mind, we can probably find very meaningful ways to import this Peleoitz into every time we teach Torah. So with that, I invite everybody, the conversation doesn't have to stop here. These are things to think about. How do I use this when I prepare a Dvar Torah? How do I use this when I marbitz Torah, and I teach Torah to other people? How do I use the directives of the Peleoitz to make sure that I'm safe, mitam gava, and etc., when I want to teach Torah? Baruch Adonai l'olam. Amen v'amen. Yeah.
It's a different question.
That's a Tuma and Tara question. It's not a source sheet. Also, like, I once heard someone say that when the people have a source sheet in front of them, they won't fall asleep because they always have something to look at. But they also might not pay attention. It's like, I don't know. What's your goal? You want to keep them awake? Like,
you're not teaching out, you're teaching.
It depends on how you're doing it, though. Like, sometimes, like, I've tried giving shiurim to, like, public school kids. They don't know how to read Hebrew. The source sheet's just going to slow you down.
Even high school kids.
So, but sometimes you have people who, like, you know, they look at the Levies and Levians. When I give the shiur here, they're, like, writing everything, underlining, and that's great. But sometimes, it all depends on the audience, it seems. Yeah. Ezrat Hashem. Hopefully Monday or hopefully Tuesday I'll be able to talk about Malchal Yaakov. Okay. Takes a lot of